Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
The holidays have arrived at the Home Depot, and we're here to help bring the excitement with decor for every part of your home. Check out our wide assortment of easy-to-assemble pre-lit trees so you can spend less time setting up and more time celebrating. And bring your holiday spirit outdoors with unique decor like one of our Santa inflatables. Whatever your style, find the right pieces at the right prices this holiday season at the Home Depot.
Another day, another major event, tariff, and a new random zit. Strange times like these can lead to extra stress, which can lead to unpredictable breakouts. The good news is that Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. That's a pretty good deal for your skin and your wallet. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Pete Hoffman with you right now, and being joined by a very special guest. BKFC 82 is at Prudential Center this weekend. I'm stoked for it. I'm excited for it. I think Jersey's going to be pumped for it, especially the headline, Jeremy Stephens versus Mike Perry. We got Jeremy Stephens with us right now. Dude, explain to me the excitement of this event right now. You and Mike Perry have done a great job of building this fight up. Conor McGregor's part of it too, building this fight up. Tell me, you and Mike Perry, how amazing is this fight going to be?
Yeah, I think Newark's in for a really, really good treat, man. They got two of the most exciting guys, I think, in, you know, BKFC. You know, you got two scary, tough, mean, intimidating guys, you know, breaking orbitals, breaking jaws, and, you know, bring the fans in what they really want to see, and that's absolutely pure violence. I just feel like I'm his bigger brother. I'm a lot smarter. I'm just better than him in the boxing area, and I get his ass come Saturday night.
Now, listen, we know that both of you have the background in UFC. Now, explain to me a little bit, because you guys are fighting at 175. Is that what you guys are doing?
Yep.
Now, how comfortable are you fighting at 175? Is it that much different compared to being in the MMA world where, you know, you're used to fight at 145, 155? Is 175 a bigger jump for you?
Not really. A lot of people think so because I used to fight at 45. But, you know, to make 45, I was cutting from 186. Not a lot of people knew I was cutting 30 pounds. I always had like a crazy struggle to make weight. You know, I missed weight a few times. It was never on purpose. It was just because I always took drastic risk, you know, in going there. So I don't feel like, you know, I'm able to grow into my body. You know, I walk around, you know, like right now I'm 185. I weighed in over there. I'm 185. I still got 10 pounds to cut. So I'm not a little guy like a lot of people think I am. And I think that's the difference. You know, he said that when we first like squared up and we just faced off at the press conference. You can tell like I stand just as tall as him, and you know, he might be a little bit thicker. He's fought up there a bit, but you know, I don't see that being like a big thing. Maybe in boxing, because you got bigger gloves, you got like a bigger guy on you, and MMA, you know, they can wrestle you like that. That kind of matters. But inside the clinch and things like this, and when it comes to boxing, you know, a lot of people don't realize like how strong I am until they get in there, until they get cracked. So I don't feel like that really makes a difference at all, to be honest.
Right. And to be fair, like part of, you know, you cutting down to 145 or 155, you're saying you're that's a lot of weight to cut. So you're usually walking around like 186 right now, you said. So it's not as much that you have to cut. So that shouldn't be as strenuous compared to what you've gone through, so that you should be walking into that ring guns a-blazing.
Yeah, at like my pure performance peak level. You know, I'm able to eat and perform at a good level at that weight class. I feel fast. I feel strong. You know, what I've been doing in preparation is it's going to pay off for me. I believe that, you know, we utilize smarts, we utilize skill. You know, I'm mean, I'm tough as well. You know, I go 3 for 3. He goes maybe 2 out of 3 on those.
Now, tell me how you think this fight's going to go. Is it going to last 5 rounds? Are we going to be able to see? Is it really? You guys are looking, I mean, part of what made you two so special in the UFC world is your knockout power. And in BKFC, you're both undefeated. So now you got the undefeated in BKFC and the knockout power, and you guys are going toe-to-toe. Are we realistically thinking this is going to go 5 rounds, or are you trying to end this as soon as possible?
Yeah, I'm no Nostradamus or anything, but, you know, freaking – I prepare five rounds. I expect a war. I expect a really good – my opponent to be really in really good shape. I expect him to be lighter, trying to utilize his speed. You know, I felt like he's had to make a lot of adjustments to me compared to the other way around. I just stay focused on what I'm doing, prepare the best that I can. I always prepare for 5-round war or whatever it may be. But I just feel like I'm a better boxer. I'm a better, you know, skilled brawler than him. I'm just smarter. You know, he's Perry's is dumb. Let's just be honest. He doesn't have the fucking head skills or just in and outside of the ring. And like, I mean that with all respect. He's just fucking dumb. I just, you know, early in my career, you know, I was a lot more meaner than these guys. These guys should have beat me on paper, but I was just more mean than them. I was tougher. You know, when people actually went up against me, like, fuck, he's really strong, you know, and here's where I beat him is over the years, I've been able to adapt and grow and turn into a very skilled, intelligent fighter. My defense is better. My speed, my power, my precision, you know, like Perry doesn't really knock out a lot of guys. I have multiple knockouts in multiple different styles, not just my hands, but in both hands, flying knees, ground and pound, head kicks. I mean, you fucking name it, spinning back fists. Like I've done it all. I'm very comfortable in these types of fires. You know, they kind of forge me. So I think he's going to rely on trying to think that he's going to weight bully me around. And when he gets fucking cracked in his mouth against the hardest hitting 45er, it's really going to be a really bloody apparent to him that, hey, my face is getting fucked up. I'm getting fucked up and I'm having a hard time hitting him. And, you know, I can take pain too. You know, I'm tough. Like I said, I'm gritty. I know how to endure. I know under the lights, when he starts getting tired and his face gets cut up, you know, he's going to fold under the pressure.
Take me through that, because BKFC is different. Again, there are no gloves. So you're basically just, you know, it's maybe a lot of superficial cuts, but there's a lot of blood. It's a lot of different, you know, the impact is different. But tell me how it is when you're in a war with somebody in BKFC compared to the UFC, how it does change the way that you feel when you're getting all cut up.
Yeah, I haven't really been in a war in BKFC. I've outboxed them. I've outsmarted guys. I've utilized footwork. I've landed tremendous power shots on people. My jab is going to be good. It's probably one of my hardest punches, and a punch that Perry just, he doesn't defend. He defends with his chin. I defend with good head movement, blocks. You know, you see me probably doing a lot of different different things that I've learned. And, you know, I've fallen in love with the boxing process and what it takes to get here. And it's like rejuvenated my career. It's rejuvenated the spark in me. And I love it, you know. So I haven't been in a war yet. I'm prepared for war. But I just, you know, I see him land on some shots, but I just don't. I see my shots landing a lot more, a lot harder, a lot more precise. The timing, the rhythm breaking. You're going to see a very skilled, violent dude. And I'm ready to show the fans. It takes more people skilled in violence to control violent men.
And then I heard Connor was talking about, you know, talking to Mike Perry about, oh, you got to fight for a title. You got to fight for a title. Is that what your focus is after beating Mike Perry? Is for a title fight, or what is your next goal?
No one even knows those guys' name. You know, Feldman said it himself. They don't move needles. They don't move pens. I told it Ricky, what's his name, Redneck Mundell. I go, hey, bro, I don't even know who you are, and I'm not even worried about you. I'm focused on winning in a different path, and just, like, I have certain set of goals, and, like, you guys really been watching my content, like, what I've really written down in a way that I want to go, the exciting fights. None of those champions have a name. They couldn't even carry my jockstrap, and no one knows who the fuck they are. Like, really, no one knows who the fuck they are. So I'm just sticking to my own fucking lane, bro, and doing what I do. You know, as far as, you know, Connor and Mike and this and that, those guys are under contract. Me, I'm under no contract. I'm Mr. Say Win. I can do what I want, when I want, how I want it. And come Saturday night, I'm the lucky Luciano of this game. I'm totally going to change the game and the way I go about things. And I'm going to be the face of BKFC. And, you know, I'll have options to go, hey, maybe I get a chance to fight at the White House. Maybe I go back to BKFC. But, hey, pay me my fucking money.
is that, I mean, now, Jeremy, listen, you've been in the game for a long time. And obviously the White House card has been very exciting. People getting a lot of buzz about it. But is that really, are now in your later stages of your career, have you been able to get like the paydays that maybe you didn't get in the UFC? Is it my biggest issue with the sport, and I love it so much, combat sports, is what happens when your career is over? Is there something for you, or have you set up something for yourself that you, besides these big fights that are going to give you money, are you set up in a way where you have the next step once your career is actually over?
Yeah, I've been smacking heads for a long time for big bags of money for a long time. I, you know, no one really knows what I make and like what I do. I'm shooting for obviously bigger money. Who doesn't want to get paid more? But I'm perfectly fine. I definitely get big bags of money. This is obviously a tremendous payday and current. But I just love to crack fucking heads, dude. You know, I can see this is the sprint to the finish of my career. I'm investing right. I'm doing the right things. I'm doing the smart things. I'm building financial freedom and cash flow and having things. But you know, I'm always shooting for bigger, better things. Things like fighting, like my opponent, gets me out of bed because it scares me. It thrills me and like a good thing. The fire forges me. I love these types of opponents. You know, getting out of bed for Mason Jones. You know, it was a fun opportunity. It was a quick grab bag of money because there's no certainty with BKFC. Like, I'm not in no contract. I'm not signed. I was laid off for like a year and I was like wanting a fight, but they're just not like at a level of where they can really do that, where they can just pay me three times a year. This will be my third sold out show this year. No one, not even Connor's done that. No one else is doing that. I'm doing my own thing. I'm living my own life. I'm really bringing delusions to reality. Everything I'm saying, it's authentic. It's 100% fucking real. And like, you know, I mean, who's doing that? I mean, that to me is what gets me excited, is just chasing after these big fights. And obviously I'm getting paid now later in my career better than I was earlier on in my career. And that's because of my hard work's paying off.
Couple more questions for Jeremy Stephens, who is headlining BKFC 82 at Prudential Center versus Mike Perry this Saturday. Is there somebody that you really want to fight that you just haven't had that opportunity against, and that would be something that would be you'd put on the pedestal?
Of course, the big delusion to reality is fighting in the White House versus my boss. Who wouldn't want to beat up their fucking boss at the White House, you know, where, you know, he's doing white lines and I'm looking for that money. And I'm also looking to take this guy out. You know, this guy humiliated me, embarrassed me a long time ago. You know, even in Philly, he's rubbing Eddie's nuts thinking like, I'm going to fucking just fold And now I think there's a little bit of respect from both my opponent and him. And people are like really starting to kind of catch on. But, you know, I'm in no contract. Like I said, I'm Mr. Say When. Like the cheeks clapping that I put out there, those lyrics, it's 100% authentic. Like I really can go to the UFC and fight my boss. And then we could fight over here. Perry, he can't do that. He's under control of Feldman. Feldman's got him caged up like a, you know, he's the face of BKFC right now. I got the skill, I got the speed, and on Saturday night I'm kind of coming for the status to prove that I'm the baddest dude in one of the bloodiest sports in combat history. Three sold out crowds, my money's going to go up, my pay's going to go up, and there's no one better to go in there and has a storyline than me. You know, I know he's got a contract signed with Mike Chandler, but dude, I used to whoop that dude's ass when we used to train all the time. Like, the guy's a wrestler. He's not going to want to stand with McGregor. He's going to want to take him down, rub his fucking nuts. And, you know, they don't really have history like the way that me and Connor does. You know, his mom wanted to flick with me. She got the flick. And you want to know why that is? Because I was fucking, you know, exciting the crowd and threw a flying knee in front of the screaming Irish fans. The Irish fans, they love me. They call me a legend. And, you know, they were presenting their flag to me, giving me gifts. And, you know, there's just so much history and background. The fact that I'm over here, that I'm still chasing titles. And let's be honest, I've been a lot more active than Connor. Connor's just been doing cocaine and promoting fights. I've been fucking breaking jaws and snapping brawls. So you tell me, big dog.
Well, listen, Jeremy, thank you so much. Looking forward to it. Jeremy Stevens, BKFC 82 Prudential Center versus Mike Perry this Saturday. Can't wait.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
You should have put me on with
you. Dude, our connection was so bad. It would have been it was not working well. I would have loved to have popped you up. It would have been fantastic.
That was your chance. You could have did it. I'm sorry I'm late.
No, you're good, dude. Don't worry about it. Is it possible you could shift your phone this way? Yeah. I want the full face. There you go.
All right, there we go. Oh, I'm sorry.
What's up, dude?
It should be backwards. I'm sorry.
Nah, you're good. You're good.
Yeah. Let me get my phone stuck. All right, my dad. So what's up, bro? I know what's up. It's Saturday. I'll do it right here, honey. Saturday, October 4th. Me and Jeremy Stevens at the Prudential Center. Finally, I heard him talking about maybe it could be him fighting Connor. But sorry, bud. Neither one of us are going to get that one. I called it the way it needed to be called. The White House card, but you know, Feldman kind of looked a certain way when I said that, and you know, I just think it makes more sense. Like, I always anticipated maybe going back to the UFC for a fight, and fighting for America at the White House would be an incredible opportunity, but that's neither here nor there. Saturday night, me and Jeremy Stevens, I got to deal with Lil Heathen first, and I'm going to do that.
Well, listen, Mike, let's take it through. First of all, by the way, you look fantastic. I'm excited. You know, as a huge fan of yours, watching you grow up in the UFC, you were one of the most electric fighters that I saw. Your knockout power was amazing. Your flashiness was incredible. Everything about you stood out as a superstar in the UFC, and now you've taken that to the BKFC. You're undefeated. Tell me why you still are as electrifying as ever.
Well, I bring it, man. I do. When I fight, I train really hard. I'm different. A lot of guys know from training with me at gyms that it's just different when we're going to do a round together. The pace, the intensity, and, you know, doing different sports between, you know, MMA, bare-knuckle boxing, and boxing, you know, the rounds are all different. 5-minute rounds, 2-minute rounds, 3-minute rounds. and it changes the pace of how you prepare for these things. And me and my coach are some of the most experienced now at preparing to win these bare knuckle boxing fights. And, you know, to me, I was saying earlier to a media group that, you know, what puts us over the top in bare knuckle is that it's so violent with no gloves. You get more blood, and guys are afraid of it. Guys and girls are afraid to come over here and get hit without a glove. They don't know what it's like, this and that. When I came from the UFC, they were paying money. They were like, UFC was like, ah, we'll give you a fight, but it's going to be some time. And then bare knuckle was like, we'll give you a fight soon and we'll pay you this much. And I was like, let's go. This is what I'm in the fight game for. I fight for big paychecks. So let's go fight. And to me, UFC gloves and no gloves was like the same thing. So obviously now I've gotten better at the bare knuckle and I train for it. More like exclusively, like I do certain things that I feel like happen in the bare knuckle fights. So, you know, I'm getting better at bare knuckle and I've trained myself up right now to be the best version of myself that anyone has ever seen. So I'm looking forward to showcasing that.
Mike, you know, you mentioned it before that people are scared. Girls and guys are scared to get into that ring to take a punch with bare knuckle. And you do see people shell up rather quickly. Like there's a couple times I've seen some fights where one punch and they just shell up right away. You know, explain it to me the difference. No, you don't. You fight back. But explain to me the difference and what is it specifically that people are shelling up about? I mean, it's more – am I wrong? Is it more superficial scars or is it really the impact of a bare knuckle punch?
To me, I remember – and it still happens, like in training and stuff, you get hit with something and you can feel the blood start trickling. And I gotta say that the feeling of when that cut gets open has changed for me over the years. Like I probably have more scar tissue. I probably am an easier bleeder now, but it's like the nerves around those areas that are bleeding aren't affected. And I can feel the blood, but I don't feel the pain. And when you first get cut with a bare, you know, I was in street fights. Like a fight was just a fight to me, whether I had gloves or no gloves. And then, you know, boxing with bigger gloves was different at a bigger weight on short notice. It all changed. So, you know, right now the shape that I'm in, whether it was gloves, no gloves, it wouldn't matter who I'm fighting on Saturday. I'm over 12 weeks in preparation for this camp. And, you know, so I'm going to perform. I walk people down. They can hit me. It's not going to matter. It's not going to make a difference. I like to get hit sometimes. I really do. I like that shit. It's weird. I know, but, like, I like to hit and get hit, and it doesn't matter. I like the whole thing. So I'm, like, really excited to just get to perform again. And, you know, Connor's trying to shit on this or shit on that. And he shit on himself, to be honest with you. He's not doing a fucking thing. I'm the one running the fucking show. I'm the one doing everything. I'm the main event. And, you know, people just want to talk about whatever they want to talk about. I guess that's what we get for getting paid than the rest of the population. I get paid more than the rest of the population because I'm proven to show up, get in the ring, and fucking show out no matter how hard you hit me or whatever. So it doesn't matter. And to your question of why do people act that way when they get hit, I don't know why soft-ass, bitches are soft ass bitches. I really don't know why they are that way. You just got to be about that life and dig deeper. I'm always digging. I'm always trying to dig deeper. I want to break through thresholds and level up.
Mike, I got to ask you a question, and it might sound stupid, but you tell me this, all right? So there's a movie coming out right now. It's The Smashing Machine. It's based off of Mark Kerr. The Rock is starring as Mark Kerr. If there was a movie made about you, who would you want to play you?
Oh, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, Denzel. Mark Wahlberg, Brad Pitt, Denzel. Shit. Oh, man. I was saying, I sent my coach a movie clip last night. Are we good?
Yeah.
We're okay. Good. All right. A little bit frozen here, a little sound. So. But, okay. I sent my coach a movie clip last night. It was Kevin Hart and The Rock. I was like, bro, it's you and me, bro. It's you and me, bro.
That's amazing.
I'm like, The Rock could play Mike Perry, but he's playing Mark Kerr.
Hey, that'll be his next film, is Mike Perry. I'm sure. Listen, I'd buy into it, dude. I love your story,
Conor,
man.
Conor could play me good in a movie. He's a good little actor. Conor could play me in a movie, but he couldn't fight me.
Why is he not fighting anymore? Why is that? Why do you think that Conor McGregor is not putting the gloves on anymore?
He don't need to. They pay him. You know, I guess he's got lots of endorsements, lots of business, lots of money coming in all types of ways. But there's this thing about money and that fight check. That fight check is always different. Mm. And, you know, you get big amount of cash in hand in one night. You know, the preparation was taking place for me before this fight really happened. But when it did get locked in, the preparation just slowly but surely, consistently picked up. And then I got to this point where I just wasn't slowing down. And that's, I like being here. So, you know, props to anybody who's taking care of theirs and their family in any way, shape, or form. If you're financially responsible and taking care of all these things, that's props for that. Like, I'm trying to branch out and I have more things. Hopefully, I mean, things are coming together. You know, I got Platinum Tequila. I'm really kind of waiting on that still. But I hear from my partner, you know, he's always telling me, I see lots of the bottles in Mexico. We're trying to get those bottles out of Mexico filled up, you know, and sent off into orders in America. So hopefully Platinum Tequila is a huge success. And because I think it tastes incredible. I would love to just eat cinnamon rolls and drink Platinum Tequila, and I would fucking, you know, but I can't. I gotta love being super healthy. And when I weigh in tomorrow, you know, I wonder how my eating is gonna go. Like, this is what I think about because I'm super starving right now. And I also have Overdogs Podcast. I have Dirty Boxing Championships. And I have some real estate, and I'm trying to branch out more. I need a franchise business. Especially on weight cut, I always want to break into, like, the restaurant business. And I know I've heard horror stories about the restaurant business, so it's scary to get into. But I would love to just start making food for people or something. And
why during a weight,
you know,
cut?
If Connor truly looks inside himself and wants to fight and starts preparing for being healthiest as possible, any way, shape, or form, you know, and like I said before, I deserve to fight on the White House card. So for America, and Connor should fight me on that card.
Why during weight cut do you think about owning a restaurant? Why, like, what about that makes you?
Well, I love food, man. I love food so much. I was saying to my camera guy earlier, he was recording me, I'm like, dude, food is my new drug. Like, I'm not a young whippersnapper anymore, man. I'm a grown father, husband, and, you know, I have a career, and I'm trying to always trying to strengthen that career in all types of areas. And, you know, having multiple businesses, you know, I think food is such an awesome thing. It's so incredible. I love good food. My wife can cook like a mug. Like, she be cooking some good dinners at home, and we always eating healthy, and we enjoy eating healthy. Like, when being on this weight cut, I can't not have, like, some type of dessert for so long, like, so much amount of time. So when you buy desserts at the store, they're just filled with all this crap that you do not need. You can make a homemade dessert that is healthy and keto-friendly. No sugar, all these healthy ingredients, and it is unbelievable. It's so good. It's like, just cooking at home is like, it's real love. Me and my wife shows me real love by when she makes me food at home. You know, they say a woman's way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Yes, and that's very true, and that's why I'm a huge man. Let me ask you a question. what is your... What is your favorite dessert that you guys have been working on? What is your go-to?
Well, keto brownies. Oh my God. So for my birthday, September 15th was my birthday, and my wife asked me well ahead of time, because we was going to be on weight cut and stuff, what type of cake I would want for my birthday. And I originally had said tres leches cake. And then when we had the weight cut going on, she's like, damn, how am I going to make this? And she found out I ate like the whole cake in one night. And I lost weight because the cake had like protein in it and it was keto friendly, wasn't sugar in it. You know, it's got eggs, Greek yogurt, maybe sour cream, or maybe like it was good for me. Oh my God. It was just so good. I love a tres leches cake. I love a chocolate cake and I love a pistachio cheesecake. Now, we have not figured out how to make a more healthy pistachio cheesecake yet. We weren't trying to go crazy on the weight cut because I'm very concerned that I had to make this weight.
Yeah.
So I tried to be as dialed in as possible. But we're going to go home after this fight and get some pistachio cheesecake.
Mike, one last question for you, because I love you talked about being a father, being a husband, you know, a family guy. You're thinking about all that stuff, which is fantastic, because I always – the one thing I talk about all the time, I just had a conversation with an NFL guy who said, you know, he checks in on all former NFL players to make sure that they're healthy, make sure that everything's going – like well checks and stuff like that. You're in the fight game. You know, you do have kids. How is it now – even though you're going to war, you step into that ring and you're still going to war. How is it afterwards to be like, all right, like I still have to make sure that when I walk out of this ring, that I'm still here for my kids?
That's not even a thought. That's not even a thought that I wouldn't be. Like, I'm so excited to go back home to them when, you know, I'm excited to perform and get away from them, because they can be little radical people sometimes, and like you're like, oh man, you guys, I'm like thinking about setting up a vacation and stuff for the family, and then I'm like, you know what, you guys don't deserve to go. Me and your mom are gonna go and you guys are gonna stay with Nana or something, because you are being rude. And but it's never a thought that I'm not going back to them. I love to hug them and kiss them and hold them and give them good food. I love to give them all the new kind of tries of food and be like, what do you think about this kind of cookie? Or what do you think about this kind of cookie? And like all this stuff. So nothing will ever take me from them. You know, God willing, nothing ever takes me from them. I love them. And, you know, they're everything, my every reason to love their mom even more, you know. That people say you gotta love your partner more than your kids. And I do. I love my wife. And, you know, I'm so grateful for my family. We're a great team. And we want to have more fun in life. We just want to enjoy life. I'm really not, like, as the king of violence, I'm not this angry, nasty person. Like, I think other people are angry and nasty, and they make me angry and nasty sometimes, because I'm like responding to that. And then other times I'm like, just ignore it completely. And just, I'm a happy camper. I really am, man. I love just food and just eating out. And I do love to get a little drinky sometimes. That's good too.
Just one quick question, because I do know you said the vacation, like, and I know it. I have three kids of my own. My wife, I love my wife. She is very much into Disney. Have you taken the kids to Disney yet?
Yeah, we live at Disney World. You know, I live in Orlando. We see the Disney fireworks every night at my house. Every night the Disney fireworks go off over the lake in my backyard.
Wow.
And that was a really cool level up for us, for me. I really enjoyed that house and you know, we have taken them to Disney World a couple times, and I'm like, now they're a little older. We'll take them again soon, because they can, it's new to them every time they go now. So that's always cool to see. But they are really ungrateful.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's okay. It's okay. I would love them unconditionally.
Dude, I said this too, because my family went for a week without me. I was working. I couldn't get out there. I finally show up a week after the fact, and I'm in full vacation mode, and everyone's, you know,
done.
Been out there for a week, and they were just, everyone was fighting. My wife was fighting with every single kid, and I'm just like chill and relaxed. Like, this is great. But I could see the wear and tear on the kids after a freaking week, dude.
Oh,
but,
man.
It's phenomenal. No, that's phenomenal, dude. I know. I respect you. I got to be honest with you, man. I've followed your career for a very long time. You seem like you're in an amazing place right now. And I bless you for that, man.
Thank you.
Freaking awesome, dude. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I'm happy to be in an amazing place. And happy to perform on Saturday, man. Whatever that means, I know it's a violent sport. And the people definitely love to tune into the violence. I wish, you know, we could have more fans. I feel like I am the type of guy that deserves to have the weigh-ins just packed house and people love to see it. And maybe that's just not how Americans move. You know, Americans move like they got more important shit to do. And they definitely like to watch it on TV for sure. I get my views on the internet or on TV and I know I fight at this hellacious velocity. So I'm bringing that this Saturday. I get to pour that out and then go back to life. Like the days after a fight, like just the week after, is like this zen.
I love it, man. Well, listen, Mike Perry, looking forward to a BKFC this Saturday, October 4th, Prudential Center. Mike Perry versus Jeremy Stephens. What do we have a prediction? Do we have anything? Are you knocking him out in the first round? What's the prediction from you?
Well, I know I'm going to go forward, and I know I'm going to hit him in the first round. And, you know, the way that I feel, I feel super sharp and fast. I'm going to hurt him. I'm going to cut him. If I can hit him with a clean one and put him cold, that would be great. And if not, I'm prepared to fight all night long. It would be nice. These other guys quit. It would be nice when I hit somebody that they don't wither. And but I don't know. I was kind of just at the press conference, and me and Connor were already going at it. It's like Jeremy wasn't even there.
You're already looking past it, which is fine. That's good.
Through. I like to say through. I'm going straight through him. I'm going to shovel this shit right down his throat.
Dude, Mike Perry, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Looking forward to the fight this weekend. Have some fun, man. Looking forward
to it. Thank you, everybody. Enjoy the show. I put a lot of work into it. Thank you.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.